Bu arkadaş şu.
Like we speak for every yontif, I just want to just always be mechazik that a yontif is as good as you make it, and part of the achana is to get a sense, mitzad halacha to get a sense, and mitzad the teichnel in yonim to get a sense a little bit of the nekudas. The archadish is a very large sefer, as opposed to the mitzvah, which is a rather small sefer. The Maral's derech is, like always, that Chazal are the mafteach for an inyan. That you have to learn up the Chazal to get the inyan. Masechtas Megillah is full of Chazal on the parsha, and the psukim all have medrash as opposed to Ner Mitzvah, which really doesn't have very much. So he's very mairich, and he goes through the berech pretty much with the seder of the medrash and then the seder of Megillah. Over the past few years, we finished the Hakdama, and now I want to start the Gufa Sefer. I'm going to skip the first piece because there's not much nekudas there that are relevant at all. Now, at least we'll try to get some nekudas that are relevant. Take a look on the Amud Samach Beis. Reb Yonis Nepatzach Lo Pischa Mehacha. So this is in Chazal when the Gemara darshins the different parishes. The Gemara has different in Yonim, it starts with Pasach Lepischa of Reb Yonis and Reb Shmuel Achmin and so on, meaning that they wanted to give a certain hakdama to the parasha. The only parasha in the Torah that has no hakdama is Bereishis. Bereishis means it starts with that point. It means that anything from Bereishis onwards doesn't need to refer backwards for any havana. The Megillah is a hemshach or something. It's not, you can't start the Megillah from itself. So they're giving a certain Pesach, where are we coming from? So Bjornson starts, V'kamti alem num Hashem tzvokois, V'chrati lebovel shem u'sh'er v'nin v'nechad num Hashem. It says that Bovel was the first of the Malchus, and Bovel was a machrev of Klal Yisrael, machrev the Bais Rishon, and Hegla Klal Yisrael, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he will be misnakim from them, and he will cut off any Shem, Sher, Nin, V'Nechad, Num Hashem. Shem ze Aksav, Sher ze Aloshen, Nin ze Malchus, V'Nechad ze Vashti. So four inyonim, the Aksav, the Aloshen, and so on. Pirush, Reb Yonis Apostle Pischa Mehocha Kleima, Yesh Lulmoid Menagila Zayis Dark Hashem Yisbarach, Eich Meshalim L'Rishoyim U'Lavidim L'Gamri. In other words, part of the Megillah is not the story in itself of the Megillah, but it's in the beginning, in the Dalet Malchias. The Dalet Malchias are not four different episodes. They were one Nevuah, there were a few Nevuahs to Daniel, and they're included as one Hemshech. The Maral speaks about it in their mitzvah when he speaks about the Malchias carrying over to the other Malchias. Part of what each Malchus did was destroy the other Malchus totally. In other words, every Malchus that came up against Klal Yisrael, once it fulfilled its tafkid, like a bee when it stings and it dies, it became completely eradicated. So he says, Eich Mashal Shalom Lavin, Gam Kamoi Shnatzv, Chad Netzach Shum Melech Bavul, Shashem Yisbar Gozar Al Bavul, V'Amachus Bavul Kiloyen, Al Masha Osu, Shechriva Beis HaMikdash. So this Megillah is the Seif Pasik besides the Ascholos Malchus Paras. Within the Ascholos Malchus Paras lies the end of the previous Malchus of Bavel. And now the Maral is going to explain, so this point explained what's the Patzach Lepischa, that the beginning of the Megillah is the end of Malchus Bavel. Umasha Oma Shem Zaksav Pirish Kiyeshol Uma Vuma Mehus Bifne Atzmoy Mashahi Uma Zois Vechol Mehus Hutsio Sichli Mashahu Valdova Ze Meira Ksav Kikol Ksav Hutsio Adova. In other words, every Uma has a certain Mahus, meaning as follows. You could destroy Lamashal an Uma and the content of the Ummah still remains. There's something about that did carry on. So even though the Ummah itself died, but something of its content got passed on. So Lamashal, even though Yavan fell, and we don't have the Malchus Yavan per se, but the content of Malchus Yavan is still around. Malchus Bavel, we don't have any of it. So the shame is so he says, every mechusu tzio sichli mashahu, when we speak about the essence of something, we speak about a certain description, an abstract description of what is the teichen of this Ummah. Valdova zemayra ksav, ki kol ksav utzira dova. Every time, writing is a description of something. So the description of an Ummah is reflected in its writing, and b'meila, that's gone. So the name is the Ksav, because that describes its essence in a certain sense, and that was one facet that would be destroyed of it. So when we speak l'moshel mochet timcha zeicha molek, you're talking about, whenever you're talking about Hashem, yimach shmoy, you talk about the content of the person. So even if the person himself is not around, but if what he stands for is around, you still have mitzad de mohus. So when you destroy the shame, you destroy the thing itself. And that's when it says v'chrati shame, it's talking about the ksav. V'omar kosev k'dov ezo yemavir mem ha-mahus ha-olam koidem ad shelo yelem ha-mahus ha-rishi. So the first thing is, they will be destroyed not only as a nation, but the content of whatever Bavel stood for is gone. A Bavel happens to be Avodah Zarah to a large degree, it's gone. U'lekach mashayik shebetoysis, harei adan yeshem ksav le-Bavel. Toysi as a kasha, I Bavel still has some sort of ksav. So he says, "V'dovah zeh nekasha, kim adayin yesh biyodem ksav, zeh b'shvil shaholem kvar ksav, v'nisha ksav etzlam b'shul shugul b'ksav shaholem kvar. U'mekom okoyim ein roya shalem ksav, ach shevet min ha'uma mo'ushalem kvar. Rak b'shul kvar biyodem ksav zeh, v'nisha ksav etzlam. V'dovah zeh duch ha'maskin zeh." Let's talk a little bit about this, because this is an interesting point that he makes over here. And the Gemara speaks about over the Avodah Zarah of today, if they have a din of Napikoyres, the Gemara says, Minag Abaseyem B'yedehem, that they're not really, the Minim are really just doing what they've been taught to do, and B'meila, it doesn't really have a din of Minas, like I have a certain Yanim. In other words, when Chazal say, I mean, Toysi Asakasha, the Babylonians still have a ksav. So he answers that the ksav they have is because they already have it. But Lemaisa, it's not, had they had to have a ksav now starting, they never would have had it. In absolute terms, if you have a ksav, but you're not shayach to it, it's not you and it's not yours. If you look at something, you know, something that Chazal asked Kasha by Yecheskel, how did he have Nevu and Chutz Laretz? So it says al Nahar Kvar. Kvar means that was the river we had the Nevu. It says Shekvar Hoyle. He had already before. In other words, anything which is a hemshich of what was as a status quo doesn't really count as your Metzias. It's true l'ra, and it's true, like Chazal say, meaning I was saying b'yadayim, that's why they don't have a full name, a full shem of a min. It's also true mitzad toiv. If a person is coasting, and whatever he has because he had it already, that's not called your metzias. So if the Bavliim today, if you would take away their ksav, they couldn't come up with a ksav, then they don't have a ksav. They have the grandfather's ksav, but that's not, they're not expressing a metzias through ksav or loshen if they're not capable of doing it themselves. It's a tremendous mechayev on the tzara toiv, it's a terrible mechayev. It means if a person has any ruchnius that he is just has it because that's what it's been given to him, but lu yitzur will be taken away, he couldn't do it himself, then he doesn't have it. He has his father's Yerusha. It's just like you, sometimes you speak about a person who's wealthy, and yes, you see a wealthy person, and people will answer, well, his parents left him a lot of money. So when we say his parents left him a lot of money, we're implying he couldn't have done that. He wouldn't have the money himself. But they left the money. In other words, there's an we're implying with that the person doesn't deserve the name of a wealthy person. He happens to have money, but he's not be'etzim wealthy. So the morale answer, and this is a morale's derech agav. This is a morale's klal, and he deals with a lot of inyanim chazal that where the metzias might be different, whether science or history or whatever it is. And this is a case where taizias akasha, they still have a ksav, and the morale's point is chazal in agadis are not generally addressing the metzias as it appears to us, but the content of the metzias. So lemushal, saying that somebody has a language means that he's expressing it himself. If he has it from somewhere else, it's not really his language. So even though lemaisa evaksav, that's not called that the uma mitzad its content, mitzad its mohus, has aksav. So it's the morale of all of it. I mean, Baragola is full of it. The Chazal spoke about the essence of something and never about the... It's okay, all the Chazal is about the, you know, the lice with the periphery and so on and so forth. It's a side murgel all over. So that's the answer. That's the pshat and ksav. Umasha'oma usha'er zaloshen yadua b'shem sheyesh b'chol l'uma mohu sichli. Kach yesh l'chol uma v'uma tzurim yuchedes. We said by b'shem, we said everyone has a mohu sichli. Kach yesh l'chol uma v'uma tzurim yuchedes. Shekol uma v'uma yesh l'tzurim yuchedes b'mashi uma yuchedes v'atzmoy. V'chol uma b'mashi uma zois yesh l'tzurim yuchedes. So the language is also a certain essential part of Uma. But he says there's a difference. V'hefesh esh ben ha-mohus u'ben ha-tzura, ke ha-mohus hu sichli belvad. Avol ha-tzura ein ha-sichlis. Rak she'edo de ha-tzura nimtza dover befoil. Olefikoch pirshu ki she'er ze ha-loshen, ke ha-loshen moitza dibel ha-nigla, olekach yikori ha-tzura she'ayodo nimtza befoil loshen, let's talk about this point also. He says over here that there's a difference between the written language in what it means to express and in the spoken language. He says the written language is a lot more abstract than is the spoken language. So let's try to explain it a little bit. What he means and what he's referring to. Lemashal, Torah Shebiksav for us, Torah is given on two levels. There's Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. There's a famous Sefer Yetzirah that's quoted a lot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a Sefer and a Sipur, with a book and a story. In other words, the word Sefer and Sipur are the same in the Gemara Dashans and Gittin. Sfiras Tavarim. The for us, it's just a technicality. It's just like you speak and there's a tape recorder and there's a book. For us, it's one and the same. The truth is, there's a tremendous difference. And let me explain it first with a mushal, and then we'll explain it a little bit better in non-semitius. There are two ways in which you can record information. Let's use an example, since we have a tape recorder here, since we have a digital recorder. We have what's called an audio file, and you have a digital file. The nafkamina is as follows. An audio file of any sort works like this. You speak. If you speak strongly, you make a change in the microphone, the current becomes stronger, it makes a deeper impression on the record. My day's dead records. So that's basically you've your voice has made changes in the grooves that you can play back and get that. Same thing with magnetic tape and v'chulu v'chulu. That is one way, so it's a direct, what is called generically analog, it's a direct kesha. My sound has made an impression, and not only my speaking, but it's impressed on something else, and that becomes one way of recording what I said. There's another way. Digital means that my sound and voice doesn't make any real shinui kishlatzmoi. The machine makes a notation, you know, sound of X amount was recorded, sound of Y amount, X, Y, and so on and so forth, and then it sits down and replays it. So it's two different worlds of how it went. The one is a direct correlation to sound impressing itself. One is the sound is transferred to a whole new mahalach, to a digital mahalach, which later can tell me how to play itself. That's really the difference in a big, big picture between what we call digital and what we call analog. The ksiva is a dibur is a mahalach of gilui. I'm speaking. I had some thoughts, and now I'm giving it out, and I'm explaining it, and I'm taking my idea, which is abstract, and I am explaining it outwardly. So I'm giving body to a certain thing that was sichlius. Writing is the exact opposite mahalach. I'm taking diburim, encoding it in drops of ink that are not diburim, and freezing it inside those. Somebody will come along and decipher the writing, and he'll begin to understand what I said, what I meant. When you yell at somebody or scream or whatever it is, even if you don't understand what he's saying, a perceptive person can pick up by the tone of the voice if it's a compliment or if it's a threat or if it's who knows what. Because I'm basically just expressing myself. So the expression of dibur is a mahalach of gilui. Torah shebal peh tells us, in other words, I once had a vikuach with somebody, the person asked me if the Mishnayos came first or the Gemara came first. And I said, of course the Gemara came first. And the person looked at me like I'd fallen off the moon. So I said, what do I mean the Gemara came first? The Gemara was the Tzuras Halimud that they sat and they learned, and this is what they came up with. They then said, we don't want to write it all out, so we will condense it and write it down, whether it's Alteis HaSashem, or for whatever reason, the Mishnah is a condense. When the Gemara comes along, it darshans the Mishnah, not being mechadish, they're deciphering the Mishnah. In other words, the Teuchen came first, and then it came condensed into the Mishnah. The same thing Torah Shabbat Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh came first in the sense that this is the Teichin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzimid into from Breishis to Leinikol Yisrael, and then when we're learning it, we are unfolding what was there before. So Dibur and the Mahalchi Dibur are all Giluyim. In other words, expressing what was hidden. Ksiva is taking the burim and putting them in squiggles. If somebody, we gave a mosh before, if somebody yells at somebody else, or he's warm to somebody else, or whatever it is, from the voice itself you can get some sense of what's happening. From the writing, you have no sense of what the person wants if you don't know the language. And if you know the exclamation points, these times you can tell by exclamation points. If you don't know that either, you're clueless. It doesn't mean anything. So every umma has two halakim to it. It has a mohus be'etzim, and that, he says, the ksav is it, because the ksav is the locked-in, frozen teichen that's inward-focused, and it has the burim, which are by its teva, outward-focused, and so on and so forth. So he says, that's the thing between those. V'hefesh ben ha-mohus ben ha-tzura, ke ha-mohus hu sichli bolvad. Avla tzura ein ha-sichlis. Rakshay the Atsura Nimsadov Befoil Olafika Pirsu Kishers Aloshan Kaloshnu Mitsa Dibala Nigla. Loshan is a process of explaining and expressing things. Ulakah Yukar Atsura Shadimsa Befoil Loshan That's why Lashon describes its manifestation. Kaloshon yoitzel aniglo v'nitzel v'foyel. And v'oit, secondly, ki k'moish adibu tzuros odam, she'nik odam chai medave, kach haloshon nechshav tzuros kol umah. I want to express another point about this. It's ancillary a bit, but it is important. The tchunis, when a person writes and when a person speaks, the two tchunis that come out, when a person is explaining something ba'al peh, you would like an arichus dvar. Arichus dvar means not that he should speak long, and no, many people like that, that's not the... But Arichusvar means he should be kind in his hesber to explain itself as much as possible. When a person writes, you want it to be as concise as possible, because that's the nature of ksiva, that there should be... the person should lock a lot into the words. We appreciate writing that's crisp, and we appreciate speaking that's... audience friendly. You can also write in a way that's audience friendly, but then it becomes more mahalach of lashon rather than ksav. So those two elements, both elements of the umma of Bavel were destroyed. Mm-hmm. One was it would not leave a zecha to the outside, and there would be no essence, there would be no core of it left before. Umashama ninze malchus ki a malchus should be the word ki probably ki a malchus nikra nin shel umma meloshen ben. The word nin in modern Ivrit means a great grandson. It is not the correct wording. It's not the correct usage of the word in smucker. The word nin is an offspring in the sense of Doris kind of. Mashal nin ivenechti means the same. Kamalchus nikra nin shal uma miloshen ben. Kamalchus yitzim in a uma kama ben shu yitzim in a av. Ve'ena uma yitzim a melech. Mashal makos of saintas vach a melech gever checha. Let's explain this point also, since Megillas Esther does deal with Malchus a lot, and we're talking a lot about Malchus. Malchus is the product of a tzibur that has found a teichen to express itself with. In other words, a melech is not a functionary whose job is to make sure to administrate the country. He's not a president and not a prime minister. A melech is the expression of a nation coming together and expressing an ideal that's their teichen. And this is the sense when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malchus, Melech, and so on, we have to understand it. Maybe it's because I've been marked the deal a little bit on this. The for anybody growing up in America, Malchus is pejorative. It's in history it's never taught as a positive term. Malachim tended to be very bad people, and even Malchus Yisrael, unfortunately, were not the vast majority were not tzaddikim, and our American history is based on toppling a melech, and not only a melech, but the concept of Malchus. So we grow up with a hidden hashkafic agenda where the word melech is a bad term, and certainly the malchum asylum were nothing, were thugs, and that's it. But lemashal, let's take an example of a type of malchus. By many chassidim, the minhag is when Rebbe is nifta, either if there's no automatic Rebbe or even if there is, depending from Eda to Eda, they will sit down and the tzibur will vote on a Rebbe. It's an extraordinary thing. You know, you're voting for someone who bets him will be a dictator. It's not a democracy. It's not a parliament. But the pshat is the tzibur is getting together and saying, we have a nekuda, an ideological nekuda that is common to all of us. We're the Eda of X, Y, or Z. We want to express it in a melech because that becomes the heart of the entire nation. The melech is the leva am. The melech is the outward expression of the common teichen of the entire ummah. So b'meila, a nin is produced, a nation produces a king. It's they bring up a kid, and that's why it says that the chiyuv is, he has to come out from within the ummah. Not only the Malchus Israel, afzesh leilam tziruf ala Malchus klal. Kivashti shehi malka ein la Malchus batzon rak yesh ha-melech. So Vashti was already the last fringe. She would not be a melech herself, but she would have some shaykhus to another Malchus. So if let's say she would have survived, that means Malchus Paras has some sort of thread of Malchus in it. Which is already a step further. So basically, the Maral learned up the pshat that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dalad Malchios, like we learned in their mitzvah, rose as a Malchus le'umas Klal Yisrael. Ze le'umas ze. Klal Yisrael has Malchus. They are Mlochim that are oimed k'neged et Malchus. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed each Malchus and Bavel, the first one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was like a cancer. He didn't just destroy that. He uprooted Bavel. Nothing was left of Bavel. Bavel was a contender for Malchus, and okay, they didn't take the Malchus. They took it for a while, they didn't take it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oiker it. And that's the Maral says, when you oiker something, you oiker it on all nekudas. One is the teichen pnimi of it, which is the ksav. One is mitzad, its impact on the world around, and that's the dibur. And if you want to, I mean, it's funny that you're on the young side to remember it. Communism was a very, very powerful Malchus. It was an all-powerful Malchus, and it was a Malchus that was Oymed Keneged Hashem HaMashichai. And it was a powerful idea, then it was politically very powerful, and then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it, it didn't just say, okay, we'll forget about the government. It disappeared. Nobody thinks about it, nobody talks about it, nobody... It's nothing anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's oiker Malchus, he's oiker completely. So there's the Shem, the Sher, and Malchus, meaning the fact that it could come together and bring out a Nekuda Pnimius, was gone also. And it wasn't even Mitzar after another Malchus. The Tziruf that had possibly found the Malchus was gone as well. Okay. Yeah.